Ahoy! This is the Neo-Anarchist Podcast. If you're listening to this, chances are that you have made the decision, for better or worse, that you are going to run the shadows. And good for you, chummer. Becoming a Shadowrunner, as often as not, means unplugging from the rat trap that the corps, the nations, the dragons, and every other larger-than-life piece of dreck in this world tries to catch you in. I know. Sometimes you end up working for those same pieces of dreck. But don't think of it as a betrayal of your ideals. Think of it as subversive action. You use the resources of the rich and powerful to hurt the same rich and powerful. Kinda like Robin Hood, but without the giving to the poor part. Unless that's your thing, whatever. Don't tell anyone, but I've done my fair share of humanitarian aid. Especially when I'm the humanitarian that's being aided. But hey, that's just how we Shadowrunners and Ravens are, I guess. You're still here? Good. I've got the data you want. Answers, right, Omai? There's a reason why the world is how it is, this so-called sixth world. And that reason is history. Everything that you runners are facing now is a direct result of all the dreck that came before it, and the dreck before that. You'd be surprised how much something that happened between two elves 6,000 years ago affects life in Seattle, or Chicago, or DC, or wherever you happen to lay your head down, little crow. I'll skip my lengthy bio for now, but for the duration of this podcast, you can call me Opti. I know, it's not a very intimidating name for a neo-anarchist Shadowrunner, but frag you, I didn't ask your opinion. As to the why am I going to tell you all this? Well, let's just say that the more of us there are, the better it is for all of us. This world's only going to change one way, chummer, and that's if we all do this together. There's a saying back in the late 20th century, and it went something like this: the more educated you were, the more liberal your politics were. Well, I can't speak to that, Omai, but what I can say is that in this world, it is sure as dreck the case that the more unalterated truth you consume, the more cynical and anarchist you become. Either that, or you end up putting a round in your melon just to get off this fragging involuntary joyride, you scan me. I guess there's a small part of me that hopes you all do not off yourself. Information is power, and I'm about to lay a bunch on you. Go grab some soy calf. Late in the 20th century, about 1999, there was this labor union in the old USA called the Teamsters. They had government contracts and were heavily involved in the transport of goods and services all over the country. Well, earlier in that year, the Teamsters in the good old US of A couldn't agree on terms, so the Teamsters went on strike. This meant that the goods and services formerly moved by the Teamsters weren't being moved, and guess what? Folks in a little small town called New York all of a sudden had a big food shortage on their hands. I know, this doesn't sound fragging important, but shut up, it's going to go somewhere. The next month, in Canada, the Dene tribe of Amerindians were fragged by the Canadian government when their long-standing land claim was suddenly rejected because apparently installing a super-profitable gas pipeline was more important than the history and lives of an entire people group. Go figure. The Dene had to leave, and while it may not seem like big dreck at the time, it set the stage for all the stuff that happens later with the Amerindians. Pay attention, that'll come up later. Now, there was this medical company back in the day called Ceratec. Remember that big food shortage in New York? Well, in April of 99, a Ceratec medical research rig was doing its biz in the Big Apple, actually hauling toxic waste. The city had been dreck out of food for months, and for whatever reason, the rioting mobs figured that the Ceratec truck was just a front for hauling food into the city. So, like you do, the mobs attacked it. The Ceratec security forces fought back the mobs and ended up back at the Ceratec research facility. After all said and done, it was truly a holy scene. You know, because the mob had a bunch of holes in them. No? Anyway, it was a slaughter. A few weeks later, city, state, and national charges were brought up on Ceratec for criminal negligence because of the bloodbath. Ceratec defended itself by claiming that it was saving the lives of thousands more citizens by not allowing the contents of the waste truck to get out. And, unfortunately for you and I, on October 26th, the good old United States Supreme Court ruled on the Ceratec case. In the landmark United States versus Ceratec Corporation, the court ruled in Ceratec's favor, stating that corporations have the right to maintain an armed force to protect its employees and assets. Now, If you can't see how corporations being able to legally hire and maintain their own private armies affects what you Shadowrunners do, you haven't been running the shadows long enough. You might want to get out now. And that's how it begins, little crows. A few million in bribes, and one little Supreme Court decision later, and the whole world changed. We just didn't see it at the time. Well, enough about Saratech and 1999. Scan you on the next round of the Neo-Anarchist Podcast.